Life is like an ocean. Every day, we are tossed and turned in the wind, beaten and broken by the waves, until we manage to tumble into shore, finally able to unwind for a moment, before we are dragged out to sea by life's next storm. The ocean is full of unique and different individuals, each with an approach of their own. Some people choose to stay and wade in the lagoon, while others opt to ride the waves that they know will take them safely into shore. I, however, am not one of these people. I look for the biggest, most daunting wave in the ocean, then I ride it, regardless of any apparent danger. I believe in swimming in the rough waters. This past May, my dad and I competed in a half Ironman triathlon. It was my second triathlon and my first ever half. As I'm sure one could already deduce, a half Ironman is half of a full Ironman. It consists of a 1.2-mile swim, a 56-mile bike, and finishes with a half marathon. It took me exactly 6 hours, 40 minutes, and 1 second to complete. I learned more in those 6 hours about myself than I'd ever learned before in my entire life. At first, I was overwhelmed by the white-capping sea, unwilling to believe that I was strong enough to take on the challenge that lay ahead. Despite my uncertainties, I dove in headfirst, only to find that my stroke was indeed powerful enough to pull me through the rough waters. This experience led me to encounter true doubt and uncertainty, while also granting the opportunity to experience the thrill of overcoming great obstacles. I sincerely say this all, not as a tribute to my athleticism or physical ability, but rather as proof, evidence that life's challenging waters can often be the most rewarding. Great people are great not because they themselves are something spectacular or out of the ordinary. They are great simply because they dare to be. Leaving behind the secure realms of the ordinary, they dare to stretch beyond their personal boundaries, allowing them to achieve greatness. It would be naive and ignorant of me to think that swimming in the rough waters will always yield positive outcomes. I fully understand there will be times where I will choke on my own ambition, and I will helplessly struggle to keep afloat. The beliefs that I have will undoubtedly lead me to experience my fair share of failures. However, I know the failure that I will experience will only make my strokes stronger and my successes sweeter. With this in mind, I will continue to go through life always in search of the biggest waves, while enjoying my swims in the rough waters.